This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast, UFO Warning. Today, let's take a look at what the President of the United States knows about UFOs. Supposedly, when Bill Clinton was president, he asked to get files on UFOs and was told that that was a need-to-know basis and he didn't need to know. Barack Obama suggested that he was being left out of the loop. It's documented that Jimmy Carter had asked for information on UFOs and was told by the CIA, and the director at that time, at least when he came in, was George Bush, I believe, George H.W., senior, and he was also told that he didn't know because he was on a need-to-know basis. Reagan seems to have been left out of the loop, even though he related that there was a UFO spotted from his jet airplane when he was a governor of California. And the list goes on and on and on. There's even rumors that President Kennedy had asked for documentation on UFOs shortly before he was assassinated. So there's been a long history of the deep state denying our president's UFO information. And for anybody that's left out there that denies that the deep state exists, they really need to wake up. In fact, I've run into people that are completely unconvinced that there is such a thing as a deep state, when a deep state is simply a collection of bureaucratic employees that have been around for so long and that go on for so long and they basically can't be fired. And they may exist at the local level in the form of Park Service employees that refuse to investigate missing persons cases thoroughly, refuse to share information. They exist in the EPA. They exist all throughout the government. And we've really seen this whole resistance attitude bubble up from within when a particular individual was elected to become president that they just dislike for whatever reason. And it seems a little unfair, really, because a person's political leanings shouldn't impact whether or not they're cooperative with the current administration, whether that's a Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever. But it seems like it does. And it seems like this whole notion of disclosure becomes more and more of a distant idea all the time. Every so often, they'll dribble some stuff out. A couple of years ago, the CIA dropped some documents and pictures from the 40s and 50s and 60s. But honestly, they're irrelevant when they're taken in today's context. I mean, the stories, a lot of them are out of context. They're just left up in the air, and they don't tell us anything. And they're so far after the fact. Any revelations that they give us take place so many years after the sightings were debunked, after the experiencers or the people who cited the phenomenon were publicly humiliated, marginalized in society, that this late date of exposure doesn't mean anything. Much like when Fife Symington, the governor down there in Arizona, when you had this mass sighting of UFO lights, and then he brings a guy out in a alien costume and makes a big joke about it. Now, 20 years later, he says, oh, yes, I believe in UFOs. But his conversion comes so far after the fact that it's really quite meaningless. And this seems to be the stalling tactic of the deep state. We see it over and over and over again played out in this current administration. Now, whether you like Trump, whether you hate Trump, whether you don't care about Trump, you have to be able to take a look at the situation and see that when Congress demands documents from the Justice Department or the FBI, whoever, and they're just ignored, or they send them a document, but it's blacked out, well, that tells you right there who's in control. The deep state's in control. And if they can't disclose simple documents, how on earth are they going to ever disclose anything about the UFO phenomenon? And this leads us to the dilemma of if Trump is being basically just squeezed out of the loop, I mean, he has active resistance against him from within his own departments. This is borne out in James O'Keefe's recent videos that he did, where people are just saying that they're not going to do what they're told, that they're not going to do just simple things like, you know, complete their job assignments at work, that they are in open, not just insubordination, but open rebellion against the current administration. Well, if he can't get simple things done like budgets, how on earth is he ever going to get access to the UFO files? And I really think that President Trump would be the guy to give us disclosure. He seems like he's an outsider. It seems like he would be the kind of guy that would approach this intelligently and with an open mind. Recently, when they had a press conference with Sarah Huckabee, somebody said, one of the mainstream media said, well, does Trump believe in UFOs? And she wouldn't answer him. Now, this is a classic trap. You have this lamestream fake media up there trying to trap the president's press secretary into saying, well, to saying anything but there aren't UFOs, so that they can debunk her, so that they can attack him. And in fact, they may try to use that as an excuse to invoke the 25th Amendment. I mean, after all, the New York Times comes out this week and says that Rod Rosenstein, the second in command of the Justice Department, wanted to have our president removed under the 25th Amendment, that he was mentally incompetent. Now, he denies it, but the fact that there was even a conversation about this is alarming. So what you see here is you see, for once, whether you like this guy or whether you don't like this guy, the fact is he is an outsider. And you see what happens when an outsider comes into this really incestuous giant mess called a federal government and tries to disclose anything, not just UFOs. They can hardly disclose a budget. Just like with David Politis, when he comes up against the National Park System and tries to get them to disclose some information on missing person cases from 30, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, and they just attack him. You can see this. So it's just same nonsense, where you have we the people, and then you have this corrupt and apparently at times very evil deep state core group of people within this organization that just seems to have a ring of steel around it that no one can penetrate. And, you know, if we can't get answers about things like budget cuts or missing people in parks, it just seems like we're never going to get answers about UFOs. And it's something to think about. It's something to think about when we're on the subject of UFOs, for the need to be apolitical. And it doesn't matter if we have Bill Clinton in there or Barack Obama or Donald Trump. If that president is trying to honestly bring disclosure at some level to the UFO phenomena, and all he's getting is resistance, we can at least support him on that one thing to bring disclosure into this whole thing. And, you know, that's what we have to remember, is that as this whole deep state thing begins to open up a little bit and the sunshine comes in, it may come in on one angle. There may be a question about it budgeting. Like, for instance, I believe his name was Christopher Whalen. He was a senior security analyst under Bush, I believe. And there was an article I came across in the Express where he says that even when the president asked about some of the top secret or classified defense projects, they just told him, you don't need to know. So this idea that some faceless, nameless person can tell us that we don't need to know, we kind of went through that last week with the Sunspot Observatory. Now, there was a need probably for some secrecy, but they take the need for some secrecy and they blow that out of proportion. They come zooming in with the Apache helicopter to find some crazy person who has allegedly made some violent threats. But do they need to lock the place down for a week or a week and a half and not say a word? It's almost as if they thrive off this secrecy. They somehow derive some kind of sick power from it, or they get off on it. I mean, I hate to put it that way, but it makes you wonder how many seriously psychologically flawed people we have in these organizations that would rather deceive and keep secret than to be open, honest public servants and only keep things secret to the need that, that national security requires. And if you're like me, you're reading the news and you're starting to see a turning. And I hope that people, when they pick up the paper, that regardless of what their political leanings are, that if you have a president, whether it was Bill Clinton, as he tried to, or Donald Trump, that's going into the deep state and asking for UFO secrets, asking for a disclosure, probing, that we get behind this person on at least that one issue so we can bring some level of disclosure, some level of truth to the UFO phenomenon, or at least we can slow down the debunking so that people will be more comfortable with reporting sightings and not worried about men in black showing up at their doorstep. If you talk to somebody who's seen a UFO, well, show them the common courtesy of listening to their story and reassure them that they don't have to be afraid of the idiots in the mainstream media that want to come along like little tiny children and debunk everything and pretend like they're crazy because they had a UFO sighting. So lots of stuff in the news this week. Also, keep an eye on the Space Force. Some neat stuff out about that. You know, the president has brought this up. A lot of questions about what's the urgency with this. Has he got access to some of the UFO documents? Possible. This guy could be doing things behind the scenes that we don't know about. And one quick thing I wanted to point out before I end the podcast, there was a reported sighting of a UFO over the Trump golf course in Scotland. There was some pictures of that, and it looked like orbs of light kind of floating around. Well, Eric Trump, the president's son, came out, and he wasn't being a jerk about it. He's very cool about it. He said it actually wasn't a UFO because the pictures, the video or the pictures were taken from inside the golf course, and there are ceiling lights in there. And so what happened was when they took the picture, the ceiling lights had reflected off of this big window they were taking the picture through. So I appreciate the fact that the guy came out and he said, well, here's a picture, and he offered a reasonable explanation for it and didn't immediately begin to attack the person that took the picture. And that's the attitude that we need. And that's the attitude that I've seen from this administration on UFO phenomena so far. And hopefully that'll hold up. And at some point, maybe we will get some, if not disclosure, at least a look at some of the stuff that's going on behind the scenes. That's all for today. Over and out. UFO warning.